Whoa. After something like that, I should just sit back down. It'd be okay. What a great day. By the way, if you're a kid, welcome. We're so glad you're here today. This is just cool to have everybody in the building, and I'm really thankful to the people that are in the 0 to 3 years old group who have chosen to serve in that capacity so that we can enjoy this service together, maybe so they can enjoy the service too, which brings me to something I just want to bring up before we talk about baptism is I believe that every child is a gift of God. And I believe that every child has infinite value. And one of the things that Timberwood Church offers that is so good is our children's ministry. And over the summer, sometimes it's difficult to find the people to work in children's ministry because, hey, it's summer, it's Minnesota, it's short. You know, I get all that. But I want to ask you to consider making part of your summer this summer to make a difference in the life of a child through the Timberwood Children's Ministries. I'm encouraging you to consider worshiping in one and serving in one because we really need the help of the children ministry. And I was thinking about her faith story, and I was thinking about her ability, your ability to share the gospel with those boys in VBS is partially because of those people who poured into your life as you were growing up. And I would just want to invite you, if you'd like to be involved in the children's ministry, or even if you wouldn't like to be involved in the children's ministry, but you know God wants you to be, please talk to Amanda. Talk to any staff member. We'll get you to the right place. And God has entrusted us with something wonderful here with these kids. Let's be responsible with it. Okay. We're having a baptismal service today. And I want to talk a little bit about baptism here because there may be people saying, why in the world are you doing this? And there's really a couple of things. They're all biblical, and I want to take you to the Word of God and show you this. Basically, three things, the method, the meaning, and the manner of baptism. And baptism was something that was part of the Christian church from its outset. They started baptizing people on Pentecost. In fact, they baptized about 3,000 people that first day. So they went from being a church of 150 people to 3,000 people in one day. That's pretty good church growth. Okay. Secondly, we do need to understand, though, that baptism didn't start with the church. Actually, within the Jewish faith, baptism was also part of that faith. So this is a practice that has been going on for thousands of years. Now you say, okay, why do we have this big tank here? Well, I want to take you to Matthew chapter 3, and it's verse 15. Jesus gets baptized. And let me just read it. Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for this is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. In some way, baptism contributes to our standing with God. But then it goes on. Then he consented. When Jesus was baptized immediately, he went up from the water. And that's the thing I want to focus in on because sometimes people ask, why in the world do you mess with all this water? Why not just sprinkle somebody? Wouldn't that be okay? The New Testament was written in the Greek language, and the Greek word for translated baptized is simply baptizo. Baptizo means to immerse every single time. And so when we're talking about New Testament baptism, we're talking about people being immersed in water. And this is true of Jesus. This is true of the Ethiopian official when Philip baptized him. They were riding in a chariot and they saw, hey, there's some water here. What's to stop me from being baptized? And the answer was nothing, if you believe in Jesus. So we need to understand that when we're looking at biblical baptism, we are looking at someone being immersed. Now you say, why in the world do we do that? Well, that brings us to the meaning of baptism. And actually, it was alluded to this morning when Amy was talking. If you listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 3, it says this. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Now, the idea there, immersed into Christ Jesus, immersed into his death. In some way, when we come to Christ, our old self dies and we receive new life. And baptism is a symbol of that. As somebody is lowered underneath the water, it's a symbol of what has happened in their life, that their old life, the dead life, the life that was controlled by sin, the life that was separated from God, that life has died, and it's being buried. And then when they come up out of the water, and by the way, for those that are being baptized, unless somebody does something different, you're underwater about a half a second, okay? You just need to know that. When you come up out of the water, it's a symbol of new life, new spiritual life. And this morning, as we were praying beforehand, Lee read this verse. He read, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has passed away. The new has come. And this is a symbol of that very thing happening. When I come to Christ, my old self dies, is spiritually buried, and then I'm raised a new life in Christ, and we have eternal life. And that's the meaning of baptism, and that's why it's done this way, to show this, okay? Now, the third thing is the manner in which it was done. And without exception in the New Testament, people were always baptized after they chose to believe in Jesus. Acts 2:38, Peter was asked after his Pentecost sermon, what shall we do? And Peter's response was, repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. In other words, repent, which comes out of belief, and be baptized. 1:2. When the jailer in Acts chapter 16 asked Paul and Silas, what must I do to be saved? Paul's response was, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And the Bible says he believed. And after that, he and his household were baptized. So I'm excited that we've got some kids getting baptized today because they're showing that they believe in Jesus. That's a marvelous thing. We need to understand that in the New Testament, it was always that way. I believe and I'm baptized. I believe and I'm baptized. And one of the things I believe with my whole heart is that in some way, when I, as a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ, am baptized, I am proclaiming to the entire universe and the entire spiritual realm that I belong to Jesus. And that's why I encourage people to be baptized. Now, we've got a bunch of people today that want to be baptized, and they're going to be. We also have staff members and others who are going to be baptizing them because they have been significant in their spiritual lives, and that's a marvelous thing. I even know of one where a mom's going to do some baptizing. So that's a wonderful thing. The bottom line is every single one of these people have chosen to say, yes, I believe in Jesus, and I want to show the world, I want to show the universe this, by being baptized. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to ask everybody who's being baptized, if you just come up this morning and just kind of line up here on this first step, if you would. Just come on right up, okay? Just come on up, maybe right over here, guys. Would that be okay? We just come over on this side? Yeah, there we go. I can well imagine on that first Pentecost Sunday that when all those people wanted to get baptized, maybe the disciples looked at each other and said, how are we going to do this? So, and I think we were doing a little bit of thinking about how are we going to do this too, but you know, this is going to be great. Here's what I'd like to ask you to do. I think you know about this already, is I'm going to hand you the microphone and just ask you to introduce yourself, and then just tell everybody very briefly, why are you choosing to be baptized? Would you do that? And then just pass the microphone down to the next person. Go ahead. It's on.
Hi, my name is Carly Huss, and I want to be baptized today because I believe Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and he's my way to eternal life. I was baptized as a baby because of my parents' strong faith, which I'm so beyond grateful for, but today I wanted to publicly declare my faith to the Lord.
Hi, I am Rowan. I feel that I wanted to get baptized today because I want to get a better relationship with our Lord, and my entire family has been getting baptized, and I just feel left out.
Hello, I am Heather, and I want to get baptized today to publicly share my commitment and faith for God.
My name is Jackie, and I'm not baptized, so this is my first time. And I just think life is precious, and so it's a declaration of faith, and I get to do it with my sister and my daughter.
Hi, my name is Tenley, and I want to get baptized today to not only feel like the Lord with me, but also show it to people.
Hi, my name is Benji, and I want to get baptized because I just don't want to keep going through the motions. I want to be all in with the Lord to be the best version of myself as a husband, a father, a son, and a brother.
Hello to all my church family. I, Dennis Lee, was baptized in the Catholic Church by my parents. May God rest their souls and bless them. I today am getting baptized by my choice. May God bless me and my church family.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I am getting baptized because I want to shout my joy and happiness that I've grabbed God's hand and I'm walking with him. This is such a meaningful step in my life, and I'm grateful for God's love and guidance.
Morning, I'm Mary. I was baptized as an infant in the Catholic Church. I grew up with a lot of guilt and shame. I knew a lot of rules. I did not know Jesus, even though I thought I did. 9 years ago, he found me, and I found him on my knees. And I want to get baptized today to abide in him for the rest of my life.
Good morning. My name is Abraham Toomey. The first time that I truly asked Jesus into my heart was March of 2018. Since that day, my faith has grown steadily, and over time, my relationship with God has become stronger and stronger, and every day, I continue to strive to grow closer to him. Today, I am choosing to be baptized again to proclaim that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and that when he died on the cross, it counted for me, and it counted for all of us.
Hi, my name's Nick. There's very few people I've talked about my faith with, which is why today I'm happy and honored that I get to proclaim that faith in front of all of you here today.
Good morning. My name is Jane, and I'm here because of all of you. In this church full of believers, I am here to proclaim my love, my commitment, and my service to God.
Hi, my name is Sydney, and I'm choosing to get baptized today because Jesus Christ is my Savior and he has changed my life. Over the past few years, I have experienced the Lord's mercy, forgiveness, and unconditional love, realizing my purpose in life, which is to serve God and become more like Jesus every day. Acts 2:28 says, "You have made known to me the paths of life, and you will fill me with your joy and your presence."
I'm Zeta, and I'm getting baptized today because I'm loved unconditionally by Jesus, and I'm renewed by him.
My name's Olive, and I want to get baptized because I love Jesus, and I know that he died on the cross for our sins. And for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
Hi, my name is Daphne, and I want to get baptized because I asked Jesus to live in my heart and be my Savior. I love him and believe in him.
We have been made right with God because of our faith. Now we have peace with him because of Jesus. Through Jesus, we have received God. In that grace we stand. We are full of joy because we accepted to share in God's glory. Romans 5:1-2.